From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Dr. Cairns has taken us into the opening verse of chapter 12. Today, he commences the final message in the series. It's entitled, Running Through the Pain. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's meditation is entitled, Reflectors of the Lord's Beauty. The text is Psalm 17 and verse 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. The portion of other men fills their bodies and enriches their children. But the portion of the believer is of another sort. Men of the world have their treasure in this world, but men of the world to come look higher and further. Our possession is twofold. We have God's presence here and His likeness hereafter. Here we behold the face of the Lord in righteousness, for we are justified in Christ Jesus. Oh, the joy of beholding the face of a reconciled God! The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ yields us heaven below, and it will be to us the heaven of heavens above. But seeing does not end it. We are to be changed into that which we gaze upon. We shall sleep a while, and then wake up to find ourselves as mirrors which reflect the beauties of our Lord. Faith sees God with a transforming look. The heart receives the image of Jesus into its own depths, till the character of Jesus is imprinted on the soul. This is satisfaction. To see God and to be like Him, what more can I desire? David's assured confidence is here by the Holy Ghost made to be the Lord's promise. I believe it. I expect it. Lord, vouchsafe it. Amen.
Mysteriously governs and brings.
Anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? Or, how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it for you. Thank you. as he commences this final message in the series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11, Dr. Cairns turns for his text to chapter 12, verses 4 through 13, where the apostle reminds his readers that they have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Again, the emphasis is upon believers not giving up in the face of persecution, opposition, and difficult circumstances. God the Father uses these hardships for a number of purposes in the lives of His people. In the midst of such things, we can be sure that God's purposes are always for our good and for His glory. Now to introduce this message, Running Through the Pain, here is Dr. Cairns.
Having gone through Hebrews 11, showing the great examples and exploits of faith, we're in the first part of Hebrews 12 as Paul the Apostle brings it all together and gives the application to the lives of God's people today. We start reading at verse 4 and we'll read through to verse 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, or as we in Britain have learned to say it, chastisement. I never know which I'm expected to say here in America. So you've got both ways now. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to this portion of his own precious word for his name's sake. It's very difficult for us to glory in tribulation, as Paul termed it, or to say with the psalmist, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. In fact, we very naturally and all too readily jump to the very opposite conclusion and feel that affliction is in some way necessarily a token of the displeasure of the Lord. And if we don't feel that we have merited that displeasure, if in some way we feel we don't deserve what's happening to us, then we either give expression or bottle up within ourselves feelings of frustration, questioning, and even bitterness against the Lord for allowing such things to come our way. The devil has no more potent means of causing God's people to become weary and faint in their mind. You'll remember that it's Paul's entire purpose to stop God's people becoming faint in their mind, weary with the work and losing out with God. The devil is no more powerful weapon to induce that weariness of mind than this notion that every time we're suffering pain or hardship, it must be punishment from the Lord. That's the kind of mindset that was being inculcated into the Hebrew Christians by the enemies of the gospel. They were suffering under that kind of pressure. And so Paul puts some very basic truths to them. He shows them, first of all, from Hebrews 11, that the united witness of the Old Testament saints shows that affliction and difficulty and pain and suffering are normal for the people of God. That was a big point. Because the people who were opposing these Hebrew Christians were pointing to them and saying, you're having such difficulty since you trusted Christ. Now, if he were the real Messiah, and if this were real eternal life, you wouldn't be suffering these things. You would be so much better off. This is all a counterfeit. It's all a farce. You'd be better to give up and come back into the camp of Judaism. Paul is saying these very same people openly admit that the Old Testament scriptures are the Word of God. They take the great names which I have listed for you in Hebrews 11 as the outstanding heroes of their religion. And yet when you look at those people, you find that upon their profession of faith, they had to suffer, they had to endure, they had opposition, they had trouble in the flesh, they had the mighty hatred of the world. They were in constant conflict. So the example of the Old Testament saints shows us that pain is not necessarily punishment, but it is normal for the servants of God. Their example should therefore encourage us faithfully to persevere and to endure. Then he comes into chapter 12. And it shows that the example of the Lord Jesus Christ himself shows us very clearly how to endure suffering with the confident assurance that suffering and affliction are but the path to glory. Because the Lord Jesus Christ suffered contradiction of sinners against himself, but today he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That example should remind us that the thorny pathway of life is really the path to the throne. And then he makes a third point in verse 4 where we started our Bible reading. A very interesting and very powerful point. That the comparative ease which we enjoy should make us all the readier to endure the few and light afflictions which we are called upon to suffer and not give up. He says to these people, ye have not yet resisted unto blood. Now in comparison to the great heroes of the faith whom he had just mentioned, from verse 35 of chapter 36 of chapter 11, they had cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. That was their experience. Now Paul says, you have not yet resisted unto blood. Comparatively speaking, you have not had much to endure. And yet you're feeling like giving up. He said, when you think of what God's people have endured for Christ in other ages, you should be all the readier to endure the little light affliction which you are called upon to endure. Now the Hebrew Christians to whom he was writing, by our standards, actually, had suffered a lot. Paul makes it clear that their names had been cast out as evil. that they had cheerfully taken the spoiling of their goods. Let that sink in. To see your possessions stolen from you, your hard-earned savings removed in a moment, the physical or real estate that people come to attach so much value to just snatched from under your nose. He says, you have taken cheerfully the spoiling of your goods. He went on to say that they had endured a great fight of affliction. He said that they had been made a gazing stock by reproaches and by afflictions. Obviously, they had suffered a lot. It was only in comparison with the Old Testament saints and with men who had to pay a supreme price for Christ that they had suffered little. But you'll see immediately that in comparison to us, they had suffered a lot. All this prompted John Owen, the Prince of Puritan Divines, when he was commenting on this, to say, whatever befalls us on this side of blood, by that he would mean martyrdom, all that befalls us on this side of blood is to be looked on as a fruit of divine tenderness and mercy. Those were not empty words either from John Owen. John Owen lived in the critical days when the English monarchy was overthrown. But it came back again. And a man like Owen, who was known to be a great supporter of the parliamentary cause and to be a great preacher for Parliament, was living daily in danger of his life. He knew what it was to suffer affliction. But whatever befalls us this side of blood, he says, is to be taken as a token and a fruit of divine tenderness and mercy. We tend to give up very easily. The best of us. We tend to get discouraged because we don't have what other people have. Or we suffer what other people don't suffer. Or we don't see many things that we want to see. Paul says, look, you're suffering affliction. First of all, it's normal for the people of God to suffer. So don't give up on that score. Second, consider Christ. And the path of suffering and affliction is the path to the throne. But consider also how little we have to suffer, especially here today. We tend to think, you know, that the 20th century has somehow been a century without much blood for the church. That's only true in the Western world. But the 20th century, in actual figures, has been one of the most brutal and bloody centuries in the history of the Christian church, as millions have laid down their lives for Christ. It just so happens that in the providence of God, we haven't had to suffer. And yet the tragedy is that in the countries where there is least suffering, we are the readiest to give up when we meet with difficulty. Paul is saying, you haven't resisted unto blood. You shouldn't be so quick to give up. Be all the readier to suffer the light affliction we're called to endure. And then the fourth point that he makes, and this is where we have got to now develop through our thoughts through this passage. He shows that the nature of God's afflicting providences assures us that he is dealing wisely with us in fatherly love. That's the theme of verse 5 through to verse 11, and then it's applied in the last two verses.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.